Mr. Edison, in commemoration of the 36th anniversary of your great invention, the incandescent lamp, several hundred of your friends, including members of your family, associates of the early days of Menlo Park, heads of departments of your great organization, and all the members of your engineering staff are gathered in the library of your laboratory. We are all distinctly Edison. This address, for instance, is being made to you by your greatest favorite, the Edison Diamond Disc Phonograph. An Edison granular carbon telephone transmitter is transforming the sound waves into electrical impulses, which, after following the tortuous paths of copper, beneath rivers and bays, over valleys, deserts, plains, and mountains, are being reproduced in San Francisco as articulate speech. The flood of mellow light which illuminates this historic room emanates from Edison's incandescent lamps, and to indulge an appropriate and pleasing sentiment, the electricity for these lamps is being furnished tonight by the Laboratory Emergency Reserve Edison Storage Battery. By the invention of your friend, Dr. Alexander Graham Bell, speech may now be transmitted all over the world. And through the intermediary of your invention, the Diamond Disc Phonograph, permanent records are being made of the voices of great statesmen, wonderful human songbirds, and the renditions of famous musicians, all of which will be transmitted down the ages to future generations of men and women whose great-grandsires have not as yet been born. While you have been accomplishing many and great things in the comprehensive field of your activities, the personnel of the wonderful organization under Mr. Theodore N. Rayl, head of the Bell System, and his illustrious chief engineer, Mr. Carty, have spent years of effort and millions of capital to reach the goal they have so recently accomplished. In the month of January 1915, they astonished the entire world by the establishment of true and excellent telephone service between the Atlantic and the Pacific shores of our great country, and only a few days ago transcended even this great achievement by the transmission of articulate speech by wireless telephone from the Atlantic coast across the continent and the Pacific Ocean to faraway Honolulu. We are indeed living in the day of miracles when, from here, we can converse with you, seated as you are in the booth of the American Telephone and Telegraph Company at the Panama Pacific Exposition, 3,400 miles away. Marvelous as are the agencies we are employing tonight to do you homage and to aid us in conveying to you our expressions of respect and affectionate regard, they are but mediocre when compared with the universal esteem and high honor which is now and will ever be associated with the name of Thomas Alva Edison.